This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, broadcasting worldwide on this January 10th, 2020 worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to lay out the scientific technocrats, who they are. Now they're trying to artificially take control of human evolution. That's their term.
Back in 2019, Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, told Congress, while I was in the committee room, that they've never gamed or rigged any search result in the history of Google. That's like saying the sun has never set or never risen over the planet Earth. It was a spectacular, bald-faced lie, an exercise in complete deception. And now here we are, a year later, and the number one podcast of 2019 was my appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience. In fact, it's the number one long-form podcast in YouTube history. And as soon as all these news articles were written about it being the number one podcast, what did Google do? They delisted it out of the Joe Rogan directory of most viewed. Imagine if somebody won a race car race, so they just said, well, we're going to take them out of the pole position. We're going to take them out of the checkered flag. We're going to say that they never won. That's beyond what the Soviets would do when they would kill somebody who was in the Soviet government of Lenin or Stalin, and they would airbrush their photo out of subsequent publications and newspapers. This is being done in real time by AI. It's being done across the board, and it's gaming elections, like Professor Robert Epstein has exposed. And simply by omitting results, Google, who is responsible now for over 90% of all internet queries for searches, can completely distort reality and manipulate minds. And when you look at what Google and its subdivision YouTube are doing, is they're particularly suppressing any information about Epstein and the Clintons and the sex trafficking and DynCorp and all of that information that's now coming out in the mainstream that we covered years ago. And so it is a badge of honor to be censored by these individuals, but the arrogance of corporate America to work in unison. It's not just Google doing it. Apple, when we had the number one news app 2 years ago, banned us. Number one in news. And they said, oh, it's curation. The public can't have this information. And again, that's exactly what Professor Robert Epstein has exposed. And we're seeing the 2020 election be stolen, be gamed right in front of us. And it's one of Trump's greatest failures in not taking action. And so if Joe Rogan doesn't respond to this, if the internet doesn't get upset about this, it's another test that we fail. And they won't just be delisting and shadow banning interviews. They'll be completely taking them down because they're popular, because the people resonate with them, and because they're awakening humanity, not because they're lies or fake news. And now we see comedians roasting Hollywood, the Golden Globes, and telling them, you're a bunch of perverts and pedophiles. And the comedian saying that gets more views than the entire Golden Globes alone on YouTube. And so the establishment knows the truth, and challenging the establishment is popular. That's why they're working so hard to suppress it. But that's why we built Band.Video. That's why we built NewsWars.com. That's why we've supported other sites out there that are telling the truth, so we have our own independent systems to challenge the censorship and the authoritarianism and the establishment narrative. But at the same time, they're working around the clock to actually shut us down and not even let us have access to the internet, not even let us have servers. Because obviously that's going to be the next level of tyranny, is physically removing our existence off even the darker corners or more hidden areas of the internet. I know that Joe was under tremendous pressure not to have me on after my first podcast visit was one of the biggest he ever did, where we exposed in 2017 Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings. So Joe had a lot of courage in 2019 to have me on. But now more than ever, whether he likes it or not, he's been drafted into this conflict. And if he chooses to take that commission and stand up as an officer for liberty and freedom and be a modern Paul Revere, Joe Rogan could change the world more than he's even done already.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
News in emotional accounts of the abuse they say they faced at his hands. As we're learning that surveillance footage from the night of Epstein's first suicide attempt has gone missing, Brian Yenis has the latest details. Brian.
Melissa, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York submitted a letter to court revealing that surveillance video from outside Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell on the night of his first alleged suicide attempt in July has been deleted because of clerical and, quote, technical errors by the Metropolitan Correctional Center. The letter reads in part, quote, the MCC inadvertently preserved video from the wrong tier within the MCC, and as a result, video from outside the defendant's cell no longer exists. Epstein's cellmate Nicholas Tartaglione, on trial for a quadruple murder, requested the surveillance video in court to prove that he did not beat up Epstein on July 23rd and that Epstein's injuries were instead the result of his first suicide attempt, as prosecutors believe. The problem is, when the government requested a copy of the video to be saved, the MCC saved and recorded video from the wrong jail cell, and video from the correct cell was deleted. Meantime, as the FBI continues its investigation into Epstein's former girlfriend and alleged madam Ghislaine Maxwell, last night on ABC, Epstein accuser Maria Farmer said Maxwell threatened her life after she and Epstein sexually assaulted her.
I remember having some bruises. They didn't get my clothes off. They tried. I was in an absolute panic to the point where I was able to get myself up and get out of that room. And Gillian came after me, but I literally took these big pieces of furniture and I pushed them against the doors.
Melissa, Maxwell's whereabouts are still unknown.
Wow, Brian.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is January 10th, 2020 on this live Friday edition. We have several special guests joining us today, one in studio. I'll just leave it at that and surprise you. And we're going to also open the phones up a little bit later and take some phone calls. And we're going to cover the waterfront of news. But I was sitting here this morning about 3 hours ago, and I was looking over the news, and I was thinking to myself, what's the most important thing to cover? What's the most important thing with what's happening in the world? And it really just goes back to this. Are we building a pro-human future or a anti-human future that's inhospitable to the human race? And the answer is, and no one can deny this, that the entire corporate media, the entire Hollywood combine, the communist Chinese, the EU, are all promoting a post-human world, and that the family is bad, and that there is no God, but that gods are coming, and they're going to be AI gods, and they're going to replace us. Whether it's the different physicists they put on TV, like Tyson or others, they say the same thing over and over again. We're obsolete. We're dead. We're gone. We should all just give up and take some high-powered prescription drugs and just fade out. And a lot of people nihilistically are deciding to do that. You're seeing record suicide, not just here, but across the world, because we're being told humans suck, we're bad, the world without humans is going to be a great thing. That's what young people are being taught, record suicide there. It's the prosperity that's killing us. Victor Hugo said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And we really are becoming monsters, aren't we? Slovenly, weak, stupid, no attention spans, myself included. Because we're not involved in the animating contest of liberty. We're not pushing ourselves. We're drowned in all this buzz of information, most of it false. But here on this broadcast, when I'm focused and I'm really putting my nose to the grindstone, there is no better analysis of what's really happening on this planet and what the different countervailing forces are. Nowhere. And that's why I really have decided to do more focused special reports where I put on my complete A game, like we did a few weeks ago with the Jeffrey Epstein special that was an hour long. And so I'm committing to you in this new year, and you've already seen it, that I'm going to do even more live shows. I'm going to do more special broadcasts. I'm going to do more special reports. But I basically shot that special report like it was live, taped to air. We lined up all the elements of it. Took us about a week. Then it took us 4 hours to set it all up here at 6, 7 at night, and to shoot the thing at like 8 at night, and then to stay up all night putting it together with documents and evidence and putting it out the next day on Christmas Eve. The labor and the focus of doing that and everybody coming together was incredibly satisfying, way better than climbing a mountain, which I've not rock climbed a mountain, but, you know, I've climbed a 15,000-foot mountain from top to bottom. Better satisfaction than sex. Better satisfaction than seeing one of my children when they're 6 months old smiling at me. Because it's the satisfaction of building a better world for everybody, including my children. And it's the satisfaction of when you execute something right, and it's strong, and it's credible, and it's true, and it's powerful. And so I just want to talk today, towards the end of this hour, or maybe at the start of the next, about what hit me last night and what hit me this morning, and what I dreamed about all last night, was the technocracy. And I woke up at about 4 in the morning with just a heavy weight of sorrow and dread from the dreams I was having that were very scientific, laid out projections of the future and what's going to happen to humanity. It's not seeing the future, it's being able to see the elements building and what that future is going to look like. And then my brain wargaming it through from its inception to its construction to its implementation, and then mass scale analysis, and then right down to the individual scale, watching the disintegration of humanity carried out in a very planned, orderly fashion. And so I want to give a gestalt today, in a few segments time, both coming up in a few segments and in a few segments encapsulating it, to really warn people. Because this isn't my opinion. This is what they're building. This is who they are. Because I don't just look at what they're building and what they built so far or how they operate in different situations. I look at what they all say. And now they're externalizing the method of writings 50, 60 years ago with this plan into writings that were public but not put out publicly. They were available publicly but not popularly distributed for proletariat consumption. That are beyond nightmarish, and now to be here 20 years later, and we're exactly where they said they would have us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're marching into our graves, just like concentration camp victims in those black and white films the Nazis shot themselves of running. Women, children, men strip their clothes off, put them in piles, run into those pits, and they blow their heads off. But we're in slow motion running into that pit, and I can tell you, I'm not going to be part of it. And I'm not just going to go kicking and screaming. We're going to put the globalists and their satanic plan in that pit, and we're going to bury it. They are not going to pull this thing off. We cannot let them. But that's why they're banning us. That's why they're attacking us everywhere, because the people working for the system have sold out to this thing, and it's pure evil from the pit of hell.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Friday transmission. I want to thank all the listeners for their support, or we would not be here. All right, let me break down the news I'm going to be covering here today. We have Norm Pattis, who's a very famous criminal lawyer and First Amendment lawyer. And he's going to be in studio with us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Then we have a lady who's an award-winning journalist who's been a political prisoner, Cynthia Farhat, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she has been on in about a year or so. She was all in the middle of the Arab Spring, got arrested over in Egypt. She can break down what the Muslim Brotherhood's up to, what's really happening with Iran from a very powerful perspective. She's an amazing lady, and she's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour. And Dr. Nick Begich is going to be hosting the fourth hour before the War Room with the one, the only, wild man, Cuckslayer Owen Troyer. And yes, wild horses can't drag me away. I'm going to be up here doing special reports this weekend. I'm going to be in studio doing the Sunday show. Owen did it last Sunday. That'll be 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. So be sure and join us for that, because every day we're on air is a miracle. Believe me, you don't know about 10% of what's going on. And I don't say that as a victim. I say that because we're very, very proud of how much we pissed off the New World Order. You know, we had a caller call into the show yesterday and talk about a Netflix show, a popular Netflix show, that they're having a debate and an argument at one point. And the guy says something, and the other person says, "Ooh, that's from Alex Jones." Everybody looks at him and goes, "Aha, you're an idiot." He looks down. And I was going to do a report on it, and I even ended up, somebody sent me the clip, but I got busy. But there's just too many of these shows and too many of these things to even keep track of. But they're trying to make my name, like the CIA did in 1963, conspiracy theory. They came up with a term. It was declassified in the late 70s, and they ordered the media that if somebody questioned the JFK assassination, that you would use the term conspiracy theory and say, "Oh, they're a conspiracy theorist." That word doesn't work anymore. So they're making Alex Jones. They're making Alex Jones the new word conspiracy. So it's a hit show called You on Netflix. And again, I've got the clip, didn't even think about it, but I want to talk about it now. Don't have it in the computer. Maybe you guys can grab it, do have it. But a caller called in and told us how they just insert, "Oh, you're having a debate, you're having an argument? Well, guess what? You got it from Alex Jones." And that's like, whoa, it's over. Person that gets called Alex Jones is an idiot, and everybody has to, you know, laugh at him. And it's tailored for women and kind of the younger pop generation. But I know what's happening with the younger generation. Even millennials are waking up, but particularly Generation Z, and they all see right through this. And I asked the caller, I said, "So you were watching this with your wife?" He just said that. They go, "Yeah." I said, "Did that make her like me more or less?" And he goes, "No, she actually said, yeah, this is insane. Wow, what is this guy saying? I better tune in." It didn't make her look at her boyfriend and think he was an idiot because he likes Alex Jones. She's like, "Whoa, who is this dude?" But see, that's what they do. And they just ridicule and they attack. And here's the thing. Why are they doing it if it's not working like it used to? Because it's all they've got, and it used to work in the past. So I'm going to say it again. I don't want to make my show the center of attention about Alex Jones. But it's about the guest and the callers and the news and the crew and the reports and everything we do here. I'm just the curator, if you like to use a term that Tim Cook of Apple likes to use about me, but he meant it like a museum curator decides what's in the museum and what's not in the museum. But when it comes to curation, I don't even have curation going on. I open the wide open phones. I read your emails. I cover what you're actually saying because I value that. I want to know what the grassroots thinks. That's where the real understanding and innovation and change comes from. And that's where the solutions come from. And that's why they're trying to cut us off from each other and atomize us and isolate us and make us dependent on them and make it where if you don't talk like they want you to and don't behave like they want you to and don't take the chemicals they want you to take and don't take the vaccines they want you to take and don't let them run your life and your body, they're going to cut you off from culture, from business, from money, from travel, from life, from reproducing. Well, that's a group that's got to be met with resistance. We've got to fight as hard as we can now while we still have some communities that are able to communicate on the internet before they incrementally close the door, which is happening right now. And Trump, I have to say, has been presiding over America losing control of the internet and losing control of our freedoms. And the little bitty things he's done, like in the new trade negotiation to say the EU and others can't shut down our tech companies and don't have monopoly control over them, doesn't mean anything if Trump lets them, the big tech companies, operate above the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the political system and the American people. But we've seen a few good things from Trump, but on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I'll give Trump a 1. And we need a 10 out of him on First Amendment and free speech. This is racketeering. This isn't private company can do whatever it wants. This is private companies in real time with AI and real time censorship with people watching what the AI flags and controlling what we can say and do online. There's a report up on Infowars.com. Google caught shadow banning Joe Rogan's number one podcast. And there's a video report I filed last night with Rob Due. We stayed up here late to get it done. And it shows screenshots of Joe Rogan's YouTube page and how I was number one on it. And then if you check for long-form podcasts, number one on YouTube. And if you check on iTunes, number one there. It systematically, and that's the other angle, I went and looked last night. It was systematically taken out of iTunes, too. It's still there. You just can't find it. Now, think about the magnitude of that. They're like, well, Alex Jones went on Joe Rogan's show last February, and he was the number one podcast of all time. And we can't have that at the top, just like we just so happened to launch a news app on Apple and Google 2 months before we got banned 2 years ago. And it was already in the top 100 news apps. In 2 months, it went to number one, not just in trending, number one above the New York Times, above CNN, above ABC News. And they can't have that because the knowledge of the crowd, the knowledge of we the people says we're curating things with our choices. And we pushed Alex Jones to the top because that's what we agree with. That's who we are. And they said, no, you're not. We're going to force feed you this garbage. But now everywhere they go, people are in their face, whether it's the tech heads or whether it's the Hollywood trash. Everyone is rejecting them and censoring me and everybody else isn't going to save you, you stinking globalist filth.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously
take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there. I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Remotely controlled and hacked? Well, let's take a closer look. But this time, let's actually see what the conversation was, who it was with, to see what the hacker seems to be so interested in. What would anyone care about what Tori and I are communicating about in private conversations? To go so far as to hack my phone?
Why did they come to me now, 3 years later? I think I was pretty vocal. I heard the audio the day Seth Rich died. I repeat, I heard it. Why you come to me now, 3 years later? Why? Oh, it's because of the election fraud. It's because I told the world what you didn't want them to know.
Oh, that. Well, that certainly explains why Tori received a subpoena in regards to a certain murdered DNC staffer. The DNC server debacle was never about...
All right, folks, let's stop right there.
I wanted to just play a minute or two of Millie Weaver's report because our reporters are doing such an incredible job. And they're breaking such important information. And so many times on the live broadcast, we don't air it because it's a 20-minute report. It's incredible. I mean, it's national news. Phones getting hacked and then subpoenas, and they want to know about Seth Rich because of what the fraud investigator was able to find and how it ties into the DNC controlling computers across the country with software during elections. And I can tell you the White House is aware and is in contact at high levels with Millie and the investigator. So that's just one little thing we're doing thanks to your support. And she is Millennium Millie. She's been on, out there as an InfoWars reporter for 8 years as a contractor. And we like to keep it that way, too, with all the deplatforming, because she's always been legitimately on her own. And she's just doing so much good work. But how long until they deplatform her or Caitlin Bennett? Because these ladies are doing an incredible job. And again, we're financing Caitlin Bennett. And we're not bragging about that. I'm reporting to you what we're doing. And I could sit here all day and play you clips of what our reporters are doing, exposing the insanity of the left, exposing their corruption, exposing their hunger for our children and destroy their innocence, exposing them trying to take our guns, destroy our borders, bankrupt our country. And these are viral reports that all of our reporters are putting out and getting out. And it's all because of this mothership, InfoWars. I got a lot of other big breaking news I want to hit, but I want to just talk about what's happening on the ground. Let's go to this report from 2 days ago with our great reporter, Savannah Hernandez. Let's just play the shorter boil down, not the longer clip, but this is Democrat Socialist, that's how they describe themselves, silence free speech during anti-war rally in Austin. This went out live a few nights ago, and then it was on Owen's War Room the day after, but this is the type of stuff we never get to. Where she's getting assaulted. She's getting attacked just a few weeks ago. In this case, these people follow her around for hours, even though she has an Action 7 mic flag, so they don't physically attack her if she's InfoWars. And then when she tries to talk to them, they just stare at her and laugh, and it's men. She had two men come over and threaten to attack her. Just a few weeks ago, we had the woman attack her female camera person so bad, they said, yes, we want security, and now they have security, armed security with them when they go out. Now, again, we had armed security with Owen across the line at that same demonstration. People say, where are your people in security? We had four security people with Owen and Savannah, but Savannah decided to go across into the leftists to interview them, and she didn't incite them anything with an Action 7 mic flag. And they still didn't like her questions and physically assaulted her and hurt her female reporter, Gabby. Her shoulder was hurt. That's how vicious these people are. And that's what America has turned into. And imagine if these people get full control what they'll do to us. They'll turn all of America into what they've done in colleges. Anti-free speech, police state zones, ruled by these demons. So here's a few minutes of Savannah Hernandez just a few nights ago in Austin, Texas, during an anti-Trump rally. It wasn't really an anti-war rally. Here it is.
Can I ask you what you think of today's rally, ma'am?
From InfoWars, okay. Just so everyone knows.
Do you all want to speak with me today? I'm not asking you about Rose McGowan Street. No, not at all. Okay. That's no problem.
You're asking what question?
So I'm asking what people think about this. This tweet, Rose McGowan. So I'm with Action 7.
She's from InfoWars.
Thank you. Would you like to comment on Rose McGowan's tweet? Okay, well then I'm trying to talk to these gentlemen. Thank you. So gentlemen,
pause for a minute. We're not hiding that we're InfoWars. If you have an InfoWars mic flag, they will physically, you've seen the videos, attack women, families. They go psychotic. It's like wearing a red Trump hat or even worse, okay? So we're just going out there with a little media arm that Savannah has called Action 7. It's her real thing. It's something she does. But she does that as like a pen name so they don't attack her. But then they go, oh, she's InfoWars. Like, oh, we caught you. But again, this is the insanity. And then after this woman and this man follow her around, telling folks not to talk to her, then they won't talk to her and act like she's being mean to them. Here it is.
That's fine. Okay, ma'am.
No, this girl's from InfoWars.
Ma'am, why does that make us less valued?
Yeah, she's also anti-war. Her father served in Vietnam. Did you know that?
My grandfather served in Vietnam, and I'm anti-war as well.
Killing communists is awesome.
No, ma'am, like, let's have a conversation about this. We're both anti-war. If you're going to follow me around and discredit me in the media, so tell me why.
People that are from InfoWars is discrediting you?
You're the one that's saying that people shouldn't talk to me because of who I work for, and I don't think that's fair. Why shouldn't they talk to me? I just like a response. Okay, so you don't want to talk to me anymore? No. You know, you people have been following me around all night long, and I just want a response from you now, ma'am. So this is your time to shine.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Ladies, can I ask you why the importance of today's rally?
Pause again. Back it up 5 seconds, please. This is a perfect microcosm of how they get in her face. There's hours of this. There's a 20-minute report out. They follow her around for hours. And then when she turns it around and wants to talk to them, oh, leave me alone. And then guys come over like, hey, leave her alone, bully. It's like when the woman attacked her a few weeks ago, they called the police on her. These people are dangerous and they're authoritarian. Let's continue.
Yeah. We'll just follow them for the rest of the night.
Bye. I mean, if people want to talk to us, they can. If they don't, we're walking away. So, yeah, if you guys don't want to, I'll leave. So it's up to you. Would you like to make a comment? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay, thanks, guys. Folks, can I ask you why today's rally was important to you? Sir, are you just going to follow?
By the way, even if they don't know who you are, they can't talk, they won't talk to you, almost all of them. And they're just hateful and they're weird. And I'm not going to play the rest of it. It gets worse there at the end, but it's Savannah Hernandez has her own section at man.video. Just go there, click the left-hand link at the top. The menu rolls down. You can find the section. It's pretty amazing. But again, it's because they're such followers. They don't just look weak or act weak. They can be black. They can be white. They can be Hispanic. They can be old. They can be young. They all look like a spider sunk metaphysical, spiritual fangs in them and sucked their essence out. If you're a radio listener, you're missing this, but even if you're driving down the road in an 18-wheeler, keeping America going, you've all seen the videos online of the leftist rally. It's like an ugly duckling seminar. It's like a convention of ghouls. You've seen A Little Mermaid with Ursula, and down at the bottom, all the souls she's captured, and they all look shrunken and hunchbacked. That's how they are. And I'm not running down people that are old or hunchbacked. They can even be beautiful. You see their spirit shining through. I'm saying with the left, they're an ugly group of people and they're stupid and they act ugly and they're anti-free speech and they want to run our lives because they keep grasping for those that have a life force. And there's Savannah Hernandez politely wanting to get their perspective, but all they have is the power to segregate and say, we won't talk to you, and then to act like they denied her human company. Because statistically, they are the most alone, isolated people. They want us to share their misery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, yes, you can. Soon. You belong on this planet. You're beautiful. You're made by God. We're going to do incredible things. You're not ugly. You're not bad. The only way you're ugly is if you turn yourself over to the globalists and those that are hijacking our destiny. And then all the beauty will be taken from your mind. Will be given over to great delusion. And the light will disappear from your eyes. We are honored to be here on this live Friday broadcast. We're supposed to be off the air many years ago. They tried to set me up with violence or bombs, drugs. They tried to set us up with child porn. They've tried to destroy my life. They've tried to poison me. They've tried to send in sex operatives. They tried to pay people to lie. But thanks to your prayers, and I mean it, your prayers. Thanks to you. God has protected InfoWars to this point. Okay, when we start the next hour, I'm going to do my best to just give the general breakdown of what the globalists are building and different facets of it and how we can defeat it with our action. we have a special guest in studio, and then another guest joining us as well that is an incredible journalist and a patriot for justice. He's been a political prisoner in the Middle East. But let me just hit some of the news here. It happens a lot in the last century and in the first 20 years of this century that when you have countries that are surrounded by other populous countries, you've got a lot of passenger commercial air traffic going in and out, that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of missile batteries in places like Iran, and that people are going to think it's a missile or it's a bomber or it's an attack, and you're going to shoot them down. The transponder's off, or they could have had false signals on there. Clearly, that airplane was shot down. I said that day one. The videos have come out, and there's videos of the missile parts on the ground. And they go, oh, look, it's a Russian missile. Well, of course, the Russians are the second biggest seller of weapons in the world. Didn't blame the Russian people or the people of the U.S. that have been a U.S. missile. Whoever pointed it at that aircraft and hit the red button or pulled the trigger. And that's footage of the missiles that were fired at the U.S. base in Iraq. But there's also footage of the poor missile that was used there in, it appears, in Iran. And the Iranians are saying, oh, show your proof, Trudeau, show your proof, Trump, whoever. And I normally don't believe a word comes out of Justin Trudeau's mouth, but U.S. experts and many other experts believe that it was shot down by a missile. Now, could you have a false flag if somebody go into Iran and then fire a missile? Absolutely. The missile was not that big. And routine flights have been suspended out of Iraq and out of Iran because it's a war zone. That's why you don't fly into those places. And I'm sorry for the souls that were lost from all over the world that were flying out of Iran back into Ukraine. Ukraine airplane shot down by mistake by Iran anti-aircraft missile, Pentagon officials believe. And that's what I believe day one. And not because I just believe what the Pentagon says. There have been several planes before shot down during the Iran-Iraq war, one by the U.S., one by Iran. I mean, this is not the first rodeo here. So I know the listeners know this, but if a war is about to start or has started, you don't want to fly into one of those countries if it's a war between big powers, because planes are getting shot down. But the fact that Tehran, we have that video we can roll, Iran uses bulldozers to clear debris from plane crash site while accusing U.S. of big lie. They shot it down, and they're not letting foreign inspectors in to look at it. So that looks pretty suspicious to me, the fact that that's going on. Just like 9/11, they wouldn't let anybody look at the wreckage, wouldn't let foreign investigators in, and there was so much evidence of bombs in Tower 7, Tower 1 and 2. That doesn't mean there isn't radical Islamic terror. It doesn't mean there wasn't something going on with Saudi Arabia. But obviously there was a big stand down going on, and that's come out in Congress. But we can't see the wreckage because it was taken off under guard and shipped to China. Well, the Iranians just did it again, and they're, again, driving around with the bulldozers, getting rid of it. So shifting gears out of that now. Trump says pathetic Democrats would have leaked Soleimani strike plans to the fake news. We're going to play that clip in a moment. Again, the video shows Ukrainian passenger plane being hit by a missile. We just showed that. Pathological, psychological warfare. Iran declares Canada and others to show intelligence they used to accuse Iran of downing Ukrainian jet. Well, I mean, witnesses said they saw a missile fired up, and then the plane blew up in air and then crashed on fire before it hit the ground. So that would generally mean not having a malfunction and then crashing. It means being blown up and then crashing because of that. And another clip I want to get to here in a moment is Fox News host, we're against a ground war with Iran. Trump listened. And, of course, BuzzFeed and others are upset that there wasn't a bigger war, I guess, because they're the big warlords now. But Tucker Carlson does have the president's ear. I can tell you that from folks I know that are close to the president. And I am friends with Tucker Carlson. I'm not going to get into that. We do talk some. Don't want to get him in too much trouble. But Tucker really has the president's ear, and they talk a lot. And it's a really good thing that Tucker does that. But the left particularly wants him removed at Fox. I don't have that from Tucker. I have from people that have been at the meetings and seen it. That's why Tucker broadcasts mainly from Maine and stays away. Antifa comes to his house because he's a libertarian. He's popular. The left that isn't completely evil. Liberals out there listen to Carlson. That's why they want him off. And thank God he's there. And so there is validity to this story. I can tell you that he talks to Trump and says, don't listen to the neocons. They're going to set you up. They lied before. Sure, Iran's corrupt. Sure, their leadership's bad. But you don't want to get suckered into this. The people don't want it. And he is that little angel on Trump's shoulder when the devils, like those that are betraying him, Bolton and others, tell him opposite. Okay, we're going to get to that Trump clip here in a few minutes. First thing I want to say is this. I'm about a week overdue getting rid of the big year-end mega special. And we held it way over and sold out of a bunch of things instead of getting to almost sell out and then sell at full price until the others come in. But that's your gain. It's great products, and I'm sure it'll turn out for the best. I've just been so focused on news, all the war stuff, and a lot of the stuff behind the scenes. But we're going to have a new sale today. I'm just going to call it a new sale because everything's not going to be on sale anymore because a lot of it's sold out. A lot of it's about to sell out. But there's going to be some items that I'm going to leave up, I've decided, until they do sell out. And that's the new whitening toothpaste that's got the nano silver that's patented, and it's got the very highest quality above sea coral calcium to remineralize your teeth. It's amazing. I'm going to leave that at 50% off, but only for a few more days. Super silver wound gel is about to sell out. I'm going to leave that up for a couple more days and then we'll let it go back to full price. I'm going to have to end the colloidal silver deal that we've got going for $9.95. The same stuff under another label sold for $25, usually on sale for $18 or so at Whole Foods. We normally sell for about $19 to $15. This is a really good deal, and it's almost a loss leader at that price. It's the highest quality big old bottle of colloidal silver. We private label it, call it Silver Bullet, but it's the top silver in the country. We private label Silver Bullet. That's $9.95. That's about to end. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Survival Shield X3, 60% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Brainforce Plus, 60% off. 8-pack Power Stack, that sells about things. We've sold a lot of that. That's at cost, 75% off. It's amazing. Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. The free bottle of Biotrue Selenium, that will end by Monday. It has to. Okay, because these things are selling out. VasoBeats, 50% off. So these are the things that are still up for sale in the end of year mega sale. And your funding runs this operation, so thank you for checking it out.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.